Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Thank you, Gemma. Now, listener discretion is advised for our next item, which may cause distress for someone. You've been hearing about it in the headlines and the news throughout the day. It's a poor reflection on society that women too often become the subject of sexual or physical violence when they go out to simply enjoy themselves. These were some of the words of Mr. Justice Paul McDermott while imposing a 17-year sentence today on taxi driver Raymond Shorten from Clondalkin in Dublin for the rape of two young women on separate nights in 2022. The 50-year-old was also sentenced to 13 years in jail earlier this week for the rape and sexual assault of a 7-year-old girl. And for more on this, I'm joined by Cliona Sadler of the Rape Crisis Network. Cliona, good evening and thanks for joining me on Drive Time this evening.
Good evening.
We've been hearing about this 30-year consecutive sentence throughout the day. But I want to talk more about these remarks about the position of women in society, the threats of violence faced by them and their expectations of being able to stay safe, basically, made by Mr. Justice Paul McDermott. And if you don't mind, I think it might be worth hearing some of them again. Absolutely. He said, violence against women in our society and the steps which they are encouraged to take or forced to take as a matter of course to avoid it or minimise its risk reflects the reality that women too often become the subject of sexual or other forms of physical violence or the threat of it when they go out simply to enjoy themselves. It indicates an underlying unhealthy attitude towards women and their fundamental rights in any society if their sense of freedom and security in doing normal things is so compromised. It is a poor reflection on the level of security and safety of women in our society who go out for an evening that the best advice on getting home safely and without fear of violent attack by a male or without unwanted attention is not to get a bus or walk home alone. They should, of course, be able to do so without fear of interference from men. The remaining option, he said, is to get a taxi, of course a reasonable one. It reflects and depends upon the level of trust placed by society in the taxi service available in this city and throughout the country. And he said that there are, of course, many stories of great kindness and helpfulness given on a daily basis by our taxi drivers to their customers or others for whom this particular driver's behaviour would be regarded as a gross betrayal of that high standard of service and professionalism. Strong words from Mr. Justice Paul McDermott there, Cliona. What did you make of them yourself?
Well, they're very strong words, but they're also very, they succinctly capture the dilemma that every woman faces when they are trying to balance, when they're risk assessing their lives every single day. And I think what's really important here is that Justice Paul McDermott has spoken from as a judge, he has spoken in the sentencing and he's articulated it from that place. And what he is telling us there is he's setting a standard where he is essentially saying, we've listened, we've understood, and this is where the law comes in on this. See, because a sentence, sometimes we focus just on the number, but the actual sentencing itself and this speech, these are not just words of comfort. This is about standard setting. This is as much speaking to other judges and to all of society in terms of justice will be done and justice understands the context within which it operates and what it's for in this circumstance. So it's really important that he captures the vulnerability of women and the dilemma that they have every single time they move about in the world, given the risk they face.
And this, you would say, and I note in discussing this with my female colleagues in Drive Time this evening, it's very easy for me to talk about it or perhaps to underestimate it. These are very necessary words because this is the stark reality of what women are dealing with when they go out. It needs to be heard, Cliona.
It absolutely needs to be heard. And we need to hear that our justice system, when I say is our justice system, it understands our circumstance and it can respond to it. And that's, I think, one of the important things that Paul McDermott, Justice McDermott, is doing here. He's really setting the standard. He's integrating a really clear understanding of violence against women and its impact on women's liberty. And that is what's being articulated here. So that's really important. It's important where it's being said here as much as what is being said. We've had a lot of conversations about some standard being low or the judiciary not understanding. Here is somebody in a leadership role in our judiciary who's setting a standard and there's nothing we would improve on in terms of what he said there. I think he understood it, he's heard it, he's listened, he's understood it, and he's integrated it with our law.
he made it clear that for most people, I think, and for most taxi drivers too, this particular driver's behaviour is regarded as a gross betrayal of the high standard of their service and professionalism. This is one of the reasons why this particular case resonates so much with people who rely on that trust and support for themselves and their family members when hailing or advising others to take a taxi at all hours of the day or night, and why it resonates with the court. And that breach of trust, he said, is clearly to be regarded as an aggravating feature of the offences committed in this case. People will wonder, are we doing enough? What's being done to safeguard public service vehicles and this kind of public transport? Do we need to do more?
Well, I think there's two things there. One is that, and as Justice McDermott said, you know, people should be able to walk home. Women should be able to walk home or take the bus home or any other form of getting home that they would like to take. So it's not, you know, we shouldn't fixate too much on the taxi. We need to fix all the parts, because it's all those parts. The reason why we encourage and we're encouraged to take taxis is because the others are deemed too dangerous. But of course, then there's no actual safe mode of going home. There's no 100% safe way to be. Every single choice you make as a woman has a risk going with it. What could we do more? We have already regulation, we have vetting, but of course that only happens at intervals. It only captures where there is, you know, criminal convictions and something of note there. You know, so there's a lot that a lot of people won't be convicted when they are sexually offending and targeting, being predators. They're not going to have a conviction on their name. So there's an awful lot of other things that we need to be thinking about, and much more broadly about how we create safety for women in society. I think that's one of the things that it's a conversation between here's the sentencing and the punishment, and here's back to society and to the decision makers and the policy makers and all of us in society. What are we going to do to change the risk assessment that women have to make continuously every single day?
And finally, for now, Cliona, I mentioned at the outset this was a 17-year sentence to run consecutively with the 13-year sentence imposed on Raymond Shorten earlier this week, meaning he would serve 30 years in jail, effectively equivalent to a life sentence. Does this send out a message of positivity or hope to people who might be afraid to come forward or to seek justice in the courts for crimes of sexual assault and rape?
It is, absolutely, and one of the things that tends to be more normal within, because oftentimes when there's a case around sexual violence, there's maybe a number of charges. In this case, there's a number of cases, and you'll have convictions, a range of convictions, but the sentences will run together, so they'll run concurrently. So though you may have five-year sentences, you'll only serve for five years because they're all together. Here we have the judge making the decision, and the option is always there to run them one after the other so that you build up to 30 years. That's really important. We know that Justice McDermott considered this carefully in imposing it, and we hope that sticks if there is an appeal. What I would say in addition, and just very lastly here, is he looked at it and said there's almost no mitigation here. And part of mitigation, and I know we've had lots of conversations about mitigation over the last number of months and the role of mitigation, but in this case, Raymond Shorten didn't actually plead. He didn't in any way acknowledge. What he argued was that the two young women in particular, he argued that they had consented to what he did to them. And I just think it's really important that we note here and we send a very strong message out here. Okay. This defence was not entertained. It was not entertained by the jury. And I think in this circumstance where you have this position of trust, we have somebody, a stranger like this, being given a position of trust, like a taxi driver, taking home a vulnerable young woman who has alcohol taken, that this defence of consent just won't wash. Okay. It'll be laughed at a court.
Cliona Sadlier, thank you very much for joining me. If you've been affected by issues we discussed there, please look up the Rape Crisis Network or rte.ie/helplines.